Good morning, good morning, good morning. I don't know why, but I get so excited when I do these. Let's see. First off, here in my town of Bridgeport, it is 28 degrees. It's not that windy, so you don't really feel it. And I love the cold. I first must say hello to all of you and begin by thanking my good friend Anthony of Milford for sharing a post which he listed some amazing music from my past, and I mean a long, long, long ago past, which was actually marked music from 50 years. 50 years. Well, I'm only 51. I'm going to be 52 in April, but still, it's music I grew up with, a lot of old titles, and I just thought it was funny because it really made me become more inspired as to why all of you listening need to get off your ass. Honestly. Like, stop putting, giving excuses as to why things could wait or why you should hold on. I mean, don't. Don't, because time flies. It really, really does. A good example is this little sample, which I came across, which I love. And I think it's great for this show.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to get to this thing called life.
Yes, that was Prince, and that song is Let's Go Crazy, which came out 38 years ago. So, but we are all together to talk about this thing called life, and we have a lot to talk about. So let me begin by saying, welcome to the Reset Yourself podcast. My name is Jimmy Gonzalez, and I am your host. I am a certified consulting hypnotist, professional life coach, Reiki practitioner, and past life regression therapist, which is really badass. But for now, I want to thank you for allowing me to take up 22 minutes, give or take, of your day. Actually, that reminds me, I should put up my little timer clock. And I hope you are all well. I hope you are all safe, because I know with COVID going on, there's a lot going on. And I hope you're all safe and warm. And if you do have to go out, please be careful. If you do have to buy canned cat food or cat litter, for some reason that seems to be in tremendous need now, please don't fight over it. God forbid. So I know your time is valuable. And 22 minutes, give or take, a week is all I need. I must thank everyone for the amazing comments I received about last week's episode, my first show of this podcast. I am truly, truly humbled. I really love the comments that I received. And I ask for those that listen, if you are on the page, you could actually scroll down and leave a comment there. Or again, feel free to write to me privately. So as I gain your support with today's show, I know that, especially today, I may lose some of it, only because what I'm going to talk about is a very hard topic for many of you to swallow. And trust me, for me, it was also extremely difficult. I mean, this topic is, I thought I would start with putting it on the second, actually, it's really like the first, because the first show was just the introduction, so realistically, the second is actually the first show. A lot of you are going to get defensive. And some of you, I may get hate mail. A lot of you may hate me, may even unfriend me on Facebook, which would be a horrible thing. But today's topic is taking responsibility. Yes, I know that is a ball buster. That is something that so many of us just cannot take. But we must begin to take responsibility, not just some of it. We don't pick and choose 100% responsibility for our lives. We must take personal responsibility. It may be very difficult to change the world around you, which so many of us prefer to try to do. But the people around you or your circumstances cannot be changed as easily as you think. There are those that believe that we are entitled to a wonderful life and that someone, but not us, ever, is responsible for making sure our lives are filled with happiness, abundance, and great health. Well, guess what? The truth is, only one person is responsible for the quality of your life, and that person is you. If you want to be successful, you have to take 100% responsibility for everything that you deal with in your life. It's not an easy thing to do, but most of us have been made to believe that blaming something or someone is the way to live our lives. And this is wrong. We blame our parents, our friends, our partners, our coworkers. Some of us blame the weather, the government, our lack of money, and hey, why not Mercury in retrograde? It is amazing how creative some of us get with the blame game for our poor choices. Instead of putting on our big boy and girl pants and taking responsibility for the things that we can change. If you have not yet, please stop looking outside of yourself for the answers to why you haven't created the life you want. To achieve the success in life you want, you must assume 100% responsibility. I'm going to say that over and over until it sinks into your head. I know many of you are probably like shutting me off immediately because you don't want to. Well, hopefully you'll come back one day and realize that it is the truth. It is the answer. Taking responsibility for your life means that you understand that you create everything that happens to you. You are the cause of all of your experiences, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Take control of your life now, at this moment. If anything, let's do it together right now, like this moment. Think about it. Giving someone else the keys to your doors in life gives them the control of which doors you can and can't go through. That's stupid. This is the coward's way out, because if you pick a door and aren't happy, you will blame someone else for your poor choice. That's the easy way out. When you make a wrong decision, it is easier to deal with your mistake. You learn from it, you accept it, and you can move on instead of, again, blaming the world for their bad choices of what you should have done. That's like, I don't know. But this means you will accept all of your results, both your successes and your failures. That is the key to create a life of success, of happiness, a life that you receive true abundance. You choose your doors, and you can understand that you picked the wrong door, and when you do, you just come back out, and you close and choose another door. Do you understand that? It's actually quite simple, but for some reason, it's a lesson that so many of us have such an issue with. You have to be willing to take, again, 100% responsibility for your life, giving up all of your bullshit excuses. Starting at this moment, accept the view that you have always had the power to make what you want happen. You do. Surprise, surprise. I know many of you are like, no shit. You do. If you have not reached the goals, blame ignorance, lack of awareness, and my favorite, fear. So many of us fear something that really doesn't even exist. Once you understand this, then allow the past to be the past. All that matters now is that from this point, is that you learn the lesson, and you moved forward. That's it. Didn't get the job. You don't have any money in the bank. Your car just broke down. Relationship is not working out. Can't stop smoking. You're overweight. Your boss just sucks. Well, again, the only person you have to blame is yourself. Ask yourself, and ready? You got to be really honest. How did I create that mistake? What was I thinking? So many of us self-sabotage, and you won't even admit to it. Did I really truly want this? Because that's the other thing. You might be focusing on a goal, and once you almost complete it, or once you've completed it, like so many people I know that have gone to college, and they're almost done with it, and realize they were taking something they didn't want to. What did I do or not do to create this result? Now ask yourself, what do I need to do to differently, well, to change things and get the things you want? The basic idea is that every outcome you experience in life, whether it is success or failure, wealth or poverty, good health or even illness, happiness or rage, is the result of how you have responded to an earlier event or events in your life. If you don't like the end result, you're currently getting, there are two choices you can make. One, you can blame the situation or person for your lack of results. So blaming your spouse, children, mailman, the weather, your empty checking account again, your lack of education, your dog or your cat pooping on your pillow, your parents, the guy at work, aliens, the system, the man, or the men in black. I knew someone that shall remain nameless, but this person, which I shall refer to as Joanne. Joanne actually had a superpower. She could find blame in everything, everywhere and everyone. It was actually a talent. I know it sounds weird, but I got to the point that I was amazed because I actually love psychology and the mind and how things work. And it got to the point that at first it was annoying, and then it became like a science project. I enjoyed watching her tick. She could find blame in everything, everywhere, and everyone. It was amazing. She would complain, She would complain about the seating at a restaurant, the temperature of that restaurant, the temperature of the meals at that restaurant, the drinks that are tasteless, the table that wobbles, the place that is ugly, the waitress or waiter that is rude or too friendly, so they must want a better tip. The other diners are too loud. And why did my food come so quickly after the appetizer? Why did the dessert take forever to come? And where the hell is the freaking check? Hey, lady, miss, hello. Then upon getting the check, damn, is this our check? This was written based on an actual experience eating with Joanne. How about those trying to make it as an actor, a singer, a sports celebrity? They also blame the system when they can't make it, because you know what? They just can't get a break. Bottom line is, if it was impossible to make it, nobody would ever accomplish their goals. Again, this is just a complete load of crap. Bill Gates would never have founded Microsoft. Steve Jobs would never have started Apple Computers. Jackie Robinson, yes, the baseball player, would never have played Major League Baseball. Barack Obama would never have become president of our country. For every excuse why it's not possible, there are hundreds and hundreds of people who have faced the same obstacles and succeeded. Lots of people overcoming these so-called limiting factors. It is you that holds you back. It is you that holds you back. Let's say that again. It is you that holds you back. If a door closes, a job doesn't come through, what can you do to change it? To figure out how to change your approach? Will we even defend self-destructive habits like drinking and smoking, overeating and not getting enough sleep, and believe that it's okay to live our lives like this? All you're doing is just not dealing with the truth. We ask others for feedback. We ask others for advice. But then we ignore the answers we receive, even when all of the answers start to become the same, because truly we start to realize the honest truth that there's one answer. And we just don't want to deal with it because, you know, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. They should change the Staples button from easy to it's not that easy. Change your thinking. Change your communication. Change your perception and change your behavior. Changing your perception basically is dealing with the negative things, because there are horrible things that do happen to people that people say, well, you know, this, and I'm not going to mention things, but like horrible, tragic things that happen. And it's like, well, this happened to me. And you know what? I understand that. But get help. Change the situation. There are people that have horrendous things happen to them, and they too become stronger. They too find themselves out there speaking and teaching and changing the world. Then you have others that just use it as a crutch and hide. And it's, I feel bad for them. I really do. But we must regain control of our thoughts, our images, our dreams and daydreams, and our behavior. The way you think, say, and do the things that need to be aligned with your purpose, your values, and your goals. Do you like your results? If you don't, change them. Change your responses. Let's look at a great example of how you perceive things. On January 17th, 1994, at 4:31 a.m., where were you? Anyway, a magnitude 6.7 earthquake struck the San Fernando Valley region of Los Angeles, killing more than 60 people. And I feel very bad for those people and the family of those people. Injuring more than 9,000 people and causing widespread damage. Freeways crumbled, gas mains burst and caught fire, apartment complexes collapsed, and power was lost to vast sections of the city. Thousands of buildings were either destroyed outright or declared unsafe to enter and later demolished. I remember actually watching this. There was a news reporter that was literally walking through traffic, interviewing people as they were driving to work. Traffic was obviously at a complete standstill. As you can imagine, this is California. And what was normally a one-hour drive had become a two-hour, three-hour drive. The reporter was walking along the lines of traffic and was knocking on the windows and asked drivers how they were doing. One guy he walked up to responded angrily, "I hate California. First there were fires, floods, and now this freaking earthquake. No matter what time I leave in the morning, I'm going to be late for work. This sucks." Well, the reporter walked away and up to the next car, tapped on that window to the sound of music playing. This driver was happy. He replied that there was no problem. They had left his house at 5 a.m. He didn't think that any of the circumstances, his boss couldn't ask for anything more because he'd understand he'd be late. He had lots of music and was even taking up another language while he drove to work. He had his cell phone, a fresh cup of coffee in his thermos, and his lunch. He had even brought a book to read. If the earthquake or the traffic was the event to blame, then don't you think everyone would be angry? But everyone wasn't. It was the commuters' individual responses to the situation that gave the different results. Did they prepare or did they choose not to leave the house prepared? Leaving the house earlier and prepare for the day could have changed their entire outcome. Everything you experience today is a result of your choices that you've made in the past. Everything you experience in life, both internally and externally, is a result of how you have responded to a previous event. Let's say you're given a $1,000 bonus today. Wouldn't that be great? Well, you choose to spend it on a night on the town with friends. But because of the decision, by next Monday, guess what? You're broke. Now your landlord wants his rent. Damn him. I can't believe him. Your car light just went on over the weekend. This car is a piece of crap. A bill in the mail. What do they want from me? Let's change what was done with the $1,000. I will go out with my friends. Why not? But I will spend a couple $100 and take care of my car because I know it is going to run. Something's going to happen to it soon. I'm not stupid. I know my bills come and they need to get paid next week. So maybe I should set some money aside. You have control over only three things in your life: the thoughts you think, the images you visualize, and the actions you take. How you use these three things determines everything you experience, and if you don't like your life, change it. Hate your job? Okay, here's the thing. Don't quit. But you can start looking. If your partner's not making you happy, they're just not flushing the toilet or not washing the dishes, let them know before you get angry at them. Communication and honesty is key in any relationship. If you don't like what you're doing, hello, you have the power to change it. Change your negative thoughts to positive ones. But here's the thing. Be realistic. Be honest with yourself. Alcoholics Anonymous define insanity as continuing the same behavior and expecting a different result. The moment you change how you respond to life is the moment your life will begin to get better. I've proven it. It's true. If you want something different in your life, you're going to have to do something different. A start is to stop blaming the world around you. All blame is a waste of freaking time. No matter how much you fault others, you will find another problem. And regardless of how much you blame others, it will not change your results. Understand that you will never become successful as long as you continue to blame someone or something else for your lack of success. If you want to lose weight or stop smoking, well, no one placed a gun to your head and lit the cigarette or forced you to eat a box of donuts. Donuts. It was you. You are the one who ate the junk food. You are the one who lit the cigarette. You are the one who accepted the shitty job that you knew you would hate. You are the one who decided that you are not worthy of a better relationship. The guy that I'm dating or the girl that I'm dating, they're like incredibly insane. But you know what? It might get better. Listen to your gut. Deep down inside, you should have that feeling and know the truth. Life will have obstacles, of course, but we get by them. Think right now. Look at yourself and all in your life ahead of you. Everything you've done. Oh, actually, your life behind you and everything you've done. I could assume a lot of you have traveled through a lot of crap, dealt with people, dealt with horrible situations, shitty jobs, shitty relationships, but you've gotten by. So my thing is continue to use that energy to make your life better. Let's look at this from a different angle. If you didn't believe that there was something better possible, if there could be more money or a bigger house or a better job or a more loving partner, you could not complain. So in your mind, there is a picture of something better in your life than what you currently have, and you know you would prefer it. But you are not willing to take the initiative needed to make it all happen. Why? Complaining is not going to get you anywhere. It hasn't yet. Think about this. Honestly, nobody cares. Complain on Facebook, nobody cares. People only complain about things that they cannot change. We don't complain about the things that we have no power over. Have you ever felt the need to complain about gravity? Think about it. Gravity sucks, right? I know that's a weird one. Well, maybe we should. If it weren't for gravity, people wouldn't fall down the stairs. Planes wouldn't drop from the sky. Glasses and dishes would never break. But nobody complains about what they can't change. We just accept it. We know that complaining will not change it. So we don't complain about it. In fact, because it is, we use gravity to our advantage. We use drains to take away our waste, amusement rides so that we don't shoot us into the darkness of space. Almost every sport that we watch uses gravity. Yet all of the circumstances we complain about are situations we can change. What we can do, our lives, yes, we can change. But again, we choose not to. That's insanity. I don't know. You may have to relocate for a better job, shift your schedule around. Maybe devote 30 minutes a day to walking, running, or join a gym. You are never too old to go back to school or take an online course to pursue your dreams today. I wonder how many of you right now just rolled your eyes when I mentioned the possibilities. He's crazy. No, I'm realistic. Well, if you want to change in your weight, in your relationships, and many of you in your bank account, you can do it. If anything, reach out for help. Ask others to assist you. But here's the thing, here's the problem. Go to a true friend, one that won't judge you or burst your bubble. Don't go on Facebook and tell everybody what you're doing or your story or how cool you are. That's stupid. Facebook is just it's for fun. Serious stuff like this, keep it to yourself. If you need inspiration, find a good friend that won't make you feel like shit, that won't belittle you or pick on you, that knows you, but is willing to inspire you and believe in you. You know what? Try a life coach. Like me. But it isn't easy. Jimmy, it isn't easy. What if I lose my job? What if I become single or judged by others on Facebook? I may fail. Or even worse, I may be wrong. It might be difficult. So avoid risking any of those uncomfortable feelings, we say, by trying slowly, baby steps. Then you crawl, and then you walk. Either accept that you are making the choice to stay where you are and just deal with it. Take responsibility for your shitty job and your shitty relationship, but then stop complaining because that just makes you sick and miserable. Or do something and create the life you want exactly how you want it. Let's talk really quick. I'm almost out of time, surprisingly. This show's probably going to run over, but who cares? Let's talk about the horrible four-letter word. You ready? That horrible four-letter word. You guys hear it? Risk. If you want to get from where you are to where you want to be, you may have to take some risk. Now, I'm not saying to gamble your home and all of the money in your bank. I'm just saying take a risk. Try something new. Make the decision to stop complaining and start doing what you have to do right now to create the life of your dreams. Good example. Let's get a little personal here. My uncle came to this country from Cuba a long time ago, and he took many intelligent risks in his life and lived a wonderful life of a lot of abundance, love, and happiness. Now, my father also came to this country from Cuba with an amazing drive and an unmatchable work ethic, but spent his life listening to advice from fools, honestly, but never from the ones in the field that he was interested in. When I told him of my dreams, his answer was that you want a job of total security. Get a job in Sikorsky. Get a job at a factory. But I wanted to do A, B, and C with my life. But what if you fail? Trust me, never take a risk. You'll never know. He just preferred to be that 9-to-5 type of guy and just follow orders. Have a boss for the rest of your life and just go to work and be one of these people, which honestly I am amazed by, that have these jobs for many, many years. I think it's awesome. I can't. I want to put a bullet in my mouth and blow my brains out. Well, I, of course, was the black sheep of my family, and my life spanned from a great, great career in music where I got to travel and meet so many people. I then after became the chief animal control officer for the state of Connecticut's largest animal shelter, which was a tough job, but it was a part of a chapter in my life I will never forget. And now I am a therapist and help so many through hypnosis, life coaching, and a few other ways. I have quite a few tools. I'm very fulfilled now in my life, and I am very happy. I followed my dreams. I never stopped, and I enjoyed all of them so far. I know I still have so many more goals to reach in my life. I'm still young. Until I'm dead, you still have a chance. And every morning I wake up inspired and looking forward to the next chapter. Every morning. So please take blame for your own actions. Focus on what the hell you want to do and make the changes. The changes that only you can make. Take the risk, intelligent risk, like my uncle. But don't just sit there and assume it's going to change on its own. Nobody's going to come driving up your street, knock on your door, and give you $1 million. Well, publishers, clearinghouse may, but you never know. But please, 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 please. Most of the people that are listening to this, I don't know who you are. And I can tell you right now, I believe in you. And I know you can do whatever you want. So please start now, right now, the moment you hear this. And think to yourself, what can I do? And again, you don't have to jump completely into it. If you want to lose weight, you know, I feel bad for these people that like join a gym and try to like, you know, work out every single day. If you've never worked out before, baby steps, start slowly. If you want a new job, when you get home at night, while you're eating dinner, search Indeed. Go to the different websites. Start creating the energy, because that's what I'm talking about. It's creating this new energy towards a new path in your life. People fail quickly also because they start jumping and like, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to join the gym. I'm going to work out every single day. And then it doesn't happen. Again, please be realistic with yourself. Be honest with yourself and just take it slow. But again, the only thing holding you back is you. So don't let it happen. I believe in you. Why not you? Please check out my website, www.noemahh.com. Again, I am a certified consulting hypnotist. I am a life coach, which I will be having group life coaching classes, hopefully come April around my birthday. But depending on where COVID is, we will see. And I also do past life regression therapy. Again, www.noemahh.com. Check me out. If you have any questions, write to me. I'd love to hear about you. Bye-bye.
Brought to you by Noema, Hypnosis and Healing at the Mind's Eye Meditation. dedicated to all those that get up every day and hustle and do all they can to make a difference in their lives and the lives of others. Yeah.